Good afternoon. Welcome back to the second hour of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
And I'm Bob Martin.
And there you go. The rest of it you have to remember. Our guest today is Lauren Price. She is the founder of Veteran Warriors. And let's see, I'm trying to help Bill's laptop here, so Bill's using my laptop. All right. Lauren's website, it changed, otherwise I did know it by heart. I knew it by heart, then I put it in and it didn't work. Imagine my surprise. So we've got that all updated for you. It is veteranwarriorsadvocacy.com. So www.veteranwarriorsadvocacy.com. And you can email Lauren at veteranwarriors@yahoo.com. They're also on Facebook and Twitter and all that fun stuff. And, you know, just, you know, a little plug here. If you're not on Twitter, there's a lot of fun stuff going on Twitter.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, ever since Donald Trump got elected, Twitter got a lot more fun.
It did.
And if you don't know what covfefe is all about, you are blowing it.
I got a covfefe in my computer right now, and I'll tell you what.
Covfefe is taking down Bill's system.
It was all a big joke until now.
And as a former English teacher, I think it's absolutely fantastic that we just take made-up words and turn them into anything we want.
And make national news with it.
There you go, and use an entire day of media for it. Good Lord.
Entire day? It's been an entire week.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't let that one go.
Blow up every social media out there.
I know.
And I think he did it on purpose. He did it on purpose just to give him something else to talk about.
There's a typo. He's like, good luck everybody figuring out what it means. And everyone's like, what is he saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's working feverishly behind the scenes to get the next big scandal out.
Well, it went out like right after midnight. So I figured if he's like me, he probably fell asleep in the middle of a tweet.
And his finger, okay, I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but CNN was going to rip him about it because, you know, it was just yet one more thing that they could have a cow about. So they're like, ah, the president, he can't even type. He needs a spell checker, blah, blah, blah. And right on the bottom of their banner, it said something about, it used the word chief. Somebody was the chief of something. And chief was misspelled.
Okay.
So, of course, the other channel, it was some, I think it was a Fox Business program, and they were like, let's see, it's I after E after I after E except after H? What is it again?
I hate having to spell.
Oh, my God. They had more fun at their expense. So, you know, before you make fun of somebody.
Yeah.
What is it? Before you take the...
People in glass houses.
Yeah, there's that. And there's the thing in your eye and take the plank out of your own and all that.
That's right.
If we want to harken back to the...
Right.
To the big book, right?
Keep your covfefe to yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. If you want a covfefe, do it quietly.
Yeah. Yeah, your covfefe stinks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that would be the comedic portion of the program, and we will keep our day jobs. Thank you so much. But we're still funnier than Kathy Griffin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we haven't started crying yet.
I'll tell you what, then. You know, Lauren, I've thought of you on our way down the mountain this morning. Here they're talking about this, and she's like, well, I played in a war zone. And I thought, so...
That makes you what?
That makes you somebody who
visited... What, you did a concert in Detroit?
Yeah, exactly. That makes you someone who visited a war zone. You get no points for that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
In fact, we take away points because you got to leave.
Yeah, exactly. And then you used it to cover your bad behavior. You know, used it as an excuse...
No,
To make beheadings like comedy. I don't know. It's just crazy and sad. And I,
excuse me while I retch. I'll
exactly. I knew you were at home just like, you know, as you,
no,
should,
I
as
actually,
you should have been.
I have to scroll past. First off, I think she's a hideously just ugly woman.
Yeah.
And when she opens her mouth, it gets even worse.
But what happened to her?
Then,
I mean, just a few years ago, she wasn't hideous like she is today. I mean, it's like...
Anger.
Well, that's what meth does to you, you know? Meth, if you ever see somebody that does a lot of drugs...
You know, I thought the same thing. It's like, that looks like a drug problem. Yeah.
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 She's looking
hard. Or maybe she needs drugs. That's the problem. I don't know.
Whatever it is, the meds
aren't
working.
Look at her.
No. Trump did
it.
Trump did it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she was all right until Trump got it. Trump ruined her and ruined her looks.
We only visited. We went down and visited my mom and came back, and my mom started in with, "Well, everything was fine until Trump got elected."
Oh my gosh!
Look at the birds outside. Oh, look at they're on your flowers. Let's go water those. Literally, that is what happened. And, you know, I found out watering flowers will distract my mother from politics.
There you go.
Doesn't take much. All right. Back to the caregiver crisis of 2017. Oh. Well, probably 15, 16, 17. Okay. So for the people who might accidentally, I don't know what they were thinking, but if they weren't here at 12 o'clock and don't know what the heck we're talking about, can you give them a little on-ramp here for the caregiver issue?
Well, the program is only 6 years old, and 4 years into the program, it was just like everything else in the VA, grossly dysfunctional, and they kind of getting turned on its head almost as if they were intentionally shutting it down. And we started investigating and found out that they've actually terminated more people in the last 2.5 years than they have in the program now.
That's fantastic.
Well, it was even better to sit in the round table with Congressman Winstrup, Congressman O'Rourke, and, you know, I think there were like 30 people there, all of them leaders in the VSO, in the veteran community. And for the national director to sit there and dispute the numbers. And I said, well, excuse me, ma'am, I actually got those numbers from the reports that you give to Congress.
Have you read them?
Yeah, well, it was like, you know, she's like the queen of PowerPoint, and that's actually what they are. They're PowerPoint presentations that she sends over to the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. And I don't think she actually gives a presentation. She couldn't.
Does she read the material before it goes out, though?
I don't think so. I think she actually just fudges as much as, because she really, she argued that these numbers weren't real and that I must be mistaken and I must have made a mistake. Like,
wow.
Number one, no, I took them from your numbers, ma'am. And then my congressman turned around and looked at her. He's like, excuse me, these are from your report? And I'm like, I'm happy to, anybody in the room, leave me your email address. I'll be happy to send you her report. And you can do this third grade math yourself.
Ouch.
and needless to say, when the round table was over, she came out in the hall and it was not, she, you know, tried to play nice for about 5 seconds, and at one point I actually thought she was going to punch me in the face. My husband, who's 6'2", stepped in between us because he thought she was going to assault me. And would have been awesome because Fox News was standing there waiting to interview me.
That would have been great. Another body slam. Yeah.
You could have gone Montana congressman on her.
I had 4-inch heels on. There would have been way more than that. but that's
MMA.
That's the problem.
She broke my glasses.
These people that, you know, they don't want to discuss it. They didn't want to hear it. And of course, that I can't be telling the truth.
Right.
Well, like Harry Truman said, I don't give people hell. I tell them the truth, and they think it's hell. And that's where we're at with the VA as a whole. Every single time someone tells the truth about the VA stands there shaking their head going, oh, no, no, it's not that bad. You're exaggerating. You're upset. We understand. I only talk in facts. And right now we have big facts. The president's latest budget, he wants to take away, there's a thing called TDIU.
And the good part
is temporary disability.
The good part is on the individual unemployability completely won't be happening.
Well, we can only hope.
Which is good.
And because every congressman that I know of and every senator that I know, they won't vote for it.
Exactly. That's what I mean. It'll never happen. Besides that,
because they want to stay in Congress.
Well, it isn't even that. I mean, if you're going to take if we step way back, you know, let's forget about the friends, family members, and, you know, like yourself that are all service members. But if you step back and just be, you know, Susie taxpayer, Taxpayers look at the whole budget. They don't really, but if they did, like if they looked at the whole budget, their go-to spot for cuts is not veterans benefits.
No.
So until we square away all the waste, fraud, and abuse in the entire welfare scheme and the lack of drug testing and the illegal alien benefits and...
Foreign aid.
I'm just trying to think of all the things that...
Oh, illegal aliens getting huge tax refunds.
Correct. All that. Until you've shored up all that, there is no discussion that'll be had on let's take away things people have clawed for years to get that they actually...
Deserve. Yeah.
Well, and the worst part about this, and I really read through everything carefully before I opened my mouth about this, but the worst part is going to be, and several other DSOs have already commented pretty much the same, they're talking about taking it away from someone who's 65 years old.
Yes.
And who can't go work. Now, here's the dilemma. At 65, they may be eligible for Social Security, but I'm 52. That's actually not a huge leap down the road for me. I actually don't get TDIU because I'm 100% already.
Which is, I guess we should get. I always feel like we're on some sort of a sports show, and we have to give people, you know, what it really means. The IU part is individual unemployability. So through a set of factors that we won't delve into,
we're not going to do the Common Core.
Once we figure out the Common Core math, which is doable, and if you really are dying to know, call me. Once we get through that, if there is a percentage difference, so the person is 70% disabled, but basically they can't work, and because of whatever VA math, it almost becomes the fudge factor. They will rate them at 100%. They'll make up the other 30 because they are considered unemployable. So the thought process was, well, if they're unemployable, that's okay. So they've been at 100% disabled, but now that they're 62, and they no longer are now they're Social Security eligible. Let's take that 30% back. Take it away.
Yeah.
The bad part is there are all sorts of other things that go along with being 100%.
Well, like the insurance for the spouse.
All sorts of things.
If
I mean,
veteran dies.
Right. You're taking away a lot more than like money.
Yeah. There's a whole slew of things that are going to disappear if that goes away.
That's why it won't work.
Then you have. Yeah, it won't work because then you have, and it's not just those people down the road, you know, 65 is some arbitrary number to them, but I have one case, the parents care for the son. He got shot in the head, and he only has, like, two-thirds of his brain and three-quarters of his skull. She said it's like he was when he was four. They have a 10-foot wrought iron fence completely surrounding their house, and it's locked because he wanders off.
God, that's sad.
He's now in his late 30s. And if he wasn't 100%, if he's at 90, that difference when he suddenly turns 65 or whatever magic number they change it to next year, it's... All of a sudden, he's going to lose a slew of benefits, including anyone taking care of him, because he's never going to be able to be by himself again. But he hasn't worked in 10 years. So the dilemma is when you have younger people, if you take this away and we make that program go away, the younger veterans that are profoundly disabled, that haven't had 40 years of working or 50 years of working into Social Security, they're not going to get squat for Social Security. So taking it away isn't going to be replaced by Social Security.
Right.
I have one more soapbox for you too.
Okay, hold that thought. The capitalists are calling. We must say hello to them and then come right back.
There you go.
Okay.
We need to start using the word capitalism more often, since socialism's really getting a lot of airtime. At least it was this morning on our drive. So we'll say hello to capitalism here for 2 minutes, and you are listening to We the People Radio. You can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us. Had to happen. We've talked about budget now and cost for an hour and a half. I had to play the money song. Yep. All right. Carry on, Lauren.
All right. So, out of the blue, a press release gets dropped from the VA on, on, I think it was Thursday. This press release came out.
You liked it, I could tell.
Announcing yet another new initiative by the VA in order to treat and battle PTSD. Because as we all know, PTSD is not curable. At least that's what we've all been told by every scientist in the entire free world for the last 15 years.
But were they climate scientists?
Well, well, the VA claims did the Paris Accord do now. That? And I'm not pulling your leg. They actually claim that it can be cured.
It's a miracle.
Wow.
It's a Christmas miracle.
There
go,
is,
Tiny Tim.
There's this new, it's called the PTSD Decision Tool. It's a chart.
Oh, it's a chart.
It's if you decide to have it or not? Because frankly, well, I think that works.
Yeah, that would work for me. But the problem is that this actually lists, there are 5 treatments available through the VA for PTSD. And one of them is called cognitive processing therapy. One is called prolonged exposure therapy. Stress inoculation training, eye movement, desensitization and reprocessing, and then the old standby SSRI drugs.
Oh.
The cool little chart outlines what you would do in each of those programs. Is it effective? How long will the treatment last? What are the risks, et cetera, et cetera?
Now, is there, is there a step-by-step on which to try first, or how do they determine which one will work for you?
Well, that's the thing. It's basically you have to, I'll send you the link, Aaron. You go through this thing, and you answer their questions, and it gives you recommendations of which one's for you. So an algorithm is going to now determine what kind of treatment you need from the VA for PTSD, except that it sounds pretty innocuous, you know, okay, we're not making any decisions, except in the second row, which says, is it effective? I'm actually just going to read. Now, mind you, I'm going to tell you, 3 out of these 5 I actually went through for a year. The cognitive processing therapy, the prolonged exposure therapy, and the drug therapy.
Now, what is the prolonged exposure therapy?
That's basically whatever broke you.
Right.
You get to sit there and deal with it for an hour at a time.
Oh, that just seems like it would have the opposite effect.
That's like You've experienced child abuse. Well, we're going to have an hour of child abuse
expose
every week
you to that
for you
until it doesn't bother you anymore.
What?
God, that is just insanity.
I thought we were going to have to pretend to be lawyers. Now we have to be psychiatrists.
Well, and here's the thing that galled me. I mean, never mind that the VA themselves, and they're about to get a nice letter from me, emailed directly to the secretary and to the national director of the National Center for PTSD tomorrow, because the VA themselves just a short time ago came out and said that cognitive processing therapy and prolonged exposure, that neither one was nearly as effective as they had originally hoped.
No.
And they were contemplating stopping them.
Did they determine this from continued use at Guantanamo? Is that how they...
No, just on us, the guinea pigs.
Nice job, Bill.
God. That's
well, so
horrible.
Wait, in this is it effective row... You gotta listen to this. The first one for the CPT, that cognitive processing therapy. Yes, 53 out of every 100 people who receive a trauma-focused therapy, such as cognitive processing therapy, will no longer have PTSD.
Huh.
Dun-da-da-da.
50-50.
Ta-da! You're cured.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, that's
and each one of those says, the last half sentence says, will no longer have PTSD. Ta-da!
It's magic.
I bet you felt better just after reading that.
I did. Right after the vein in my forehead exploded.
I have to scrape you off the ceiling.
I can't say on the air what came out of my mouth.
No. I can only
imagine. We have to watch Bob turn into a ninja as he goes for the button.
Right. I promise. If I didn't cuss at Congress, I promise not to cuss on the radio.
Holy mackerel.
And then the very next day, it was Thursday that press release came out. The very next day, the secretary issues another press release saying that he is open to and considering letting veterans use pot to treat PTSD. Wait a minute. Didn't you just say yesterday that you can cure us?
Yeah.
Yeah, and well, that's for the other 50%.
I meant after you were a pothead.
Yeah, that's... Mm-hmm.
Fucker.
Yeah, I have nothing against the use of cannabis for treatment of anything. I think it's ridiculous that we still don't do it. But that aside, the secretary is having difficulty deciding literally which side of the road he's going to walk on today. And for anybody at the VA to ever spout that a veteran will be cured of PTSD.
Right. Right.
It borders on criminal malpractice.
That's just incredible that they would utter those words. I mean, that's insanity.
Huh? Well, because the thing is, I'm actually going to challenge them on this, and so follow up for future updates, because I'm going to challenge the National Center for PTSD, because I'm sure they're the ones that generated this pretty chart, and ask them to cite their information where they get these numbers from.
Now, was the 50-50, was that for all five treatments, or did they have different rates for different treatments?
Three of the five were 53 people were cured. One of them was only 20. The drug therapy was only 42. So let me get this straight. So you know that only 42 people will be cured, will cure their PTSD, but you're going to give it to the other 58 people anyway.
Yeah.
The 14 drugs a day, antipsychotics,
It doesn't make sense. I mean... I guess I don't understand how they come up with that.
It was like reading something out of Mad Magazine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a story. Like, it's a story in the Onion.
Be real.
Yeah.
Duffel blog. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I really
if it
did.
Was a duffel blog, we'd actually be laughing.
Yeah.
Right, because they're hilarious.
They are super hilarious.
But yeah. I was just like that, and I'm going to steal that, Aaron. You know this? Really, I'm considering this must come from the Onion because. This can't be true, because it's not true.
No.
They can't cure PTSD, which is why guys from Vietnam are still dealing with it.
Right.
Yeah, let's put that on the... Yeah, let's get that out on the record.
Did they...
people who would have loved
not,
to have been
but
cured.
Did they cite any studies or where they got that information? How did they come up with those numbers?
No. And that's going to be my email to the national director tomorrow is going to be, please provide full citations, preferably links as well, to wherever you got this data from.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I guarantee you,
there is none.
Here's what we're going to get. The VA keeps RAND Corporation in business by paying them an exorbitant amount of money to do studies for them. And they study everything. They study all kinds of crazy things. the most common thing they study is the way veterans react to things. Either are they happy with the satisfaction surveys you've heard about? Those are all done by RAND and paid for by the VA. The problem is that every single time they've done one, it's not this national survey. They'll set the scope at like 200 participants or 500. When you're talking 22 million veterans in the country,
mm-hmm.
how about we survey something bigger than, oh, a small town in Kentucky?
It's probably the same 200 on every study, so they kind of know how they're going to answer.
Exactly. And don't get me wrong, there are always going to be people that enjoy their experience with the VA. I guarantee you most of them are at least Korean War vets or World War II vets. They like going there because they're retired. They don't have anywhere else they have to be. It is their social hour in addition to their health care.
And many of them never applied for any benefits until much, much later in life. I've run into a lot of guys that, you know, like you were saying, are either Korean or World War II, been out for 30, 40, 50 years and finally made a claim and they were perfectly satisfied. It's newer claims that they seem to just put on the back burner. And
well, and
totally
some of them are old, but old in a crazy, I mean, decades old. So there's that facet, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Aaron, we worked on a case, you know, where the Vietnam veteran. And I worked on a case with your counterpart in a different district. Vietnam veterans, these guys, you know, their PTSD has had about 45 years to really stew up good.
Yeah.
How come you didn't cure any of these guys?
Right.
Yeah.
If it was just right there.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that they won't potentially, I mean, it's kind of like polio. Oh, everybody, you know, we're just going to have polio forever. No, we actually figured that out. So who knows? We may figure it out one day, but I kind of doubt if it's going to be in survey format online. Probably.
Well, and I'm very confident in saying that the VA is not going to be the one to figure it out. because the CPT and the PE therapy and the drug therapies have all been repeatedly used since the beginning of the first Gulf War.
And they're still using
them, and they still don't work.
That's what's in the manual. Come on. That's what they have to do.
You know what?
That is the protocol.
I think Pharaoh said it best.
So let it be written.
So let it be done, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
We dated ourselves. We know our Yul Brynner, don't we?
Yeah, we know the storyline. this is what happens, honestly. And somebody did stand up and say, well, I'm on drug therapy and it's helped me. Well, you finally got the cocktail right. You're lucky. And, come to find out, that person doesn't get their drugs from the VA. That person's under private psychiatric care and is being treated by a private physician.
See, that's the thing.
So
and I think most
you
people
don't have
would,
an opinion then.
No, most people I think would agree that any kind of a psychological disorder is an individual situation. Every one of them is going to be treated a little bit differently. It's not a cookie cutter ailment. It's not, you know, chicken pox where you get the shot and you're cured. They all have different causes
everybody's
and effects,
different.
And everybody's different. So to say we're going to cure you.
Exactly. All right, and on that happy note, you can contemplate this while we celebrate capitalism. We will be back in 2 minutes. We're here with Lauren Price from Veteran Warriors. You can find all sorts of good information, including the video we played at the first, Crying for the Trees, WeThePeopleRadio.us. Oh, we love this song. We were thinking we should play this today, Bob. You're a genius.
Sorry. But let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Turn the radio to laugh. I'm too alone to be proud. And you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels.
So, Lauren, does it count if we play a song about smoking pot? Does that make people better, too? Does that also have curative
properties? It's the next best thing.
Hold on, wait. I'm going to play a doctor on the radio. Does that have curative properties?
Well, here's the kicker of the whole thing.
Oh, there's more.
I don't care what the secretary says currently. Number one, it's still against federal law. Number two,
right.
if you test positive... Because now, if you get anything stronger than an aspirin from the VA, you have to sign a drug contract where every single time you go in, you get piss tests. And if you test positive for THC, all your drugs are done. You don't get anything else from them. That's how that works.
That's really good because I could go on welfare and I'm never tested, but the vets have to be tested.
Of course,
that is such a load.
Oh, and I like the part about when because I've had people say their VA doctor told them they thought marijuana would help them, but if they have it in their vehicle, I mean of whatever small amount on the property of the VA, they get busted for a drug offense.
Yep.
And that also happens. Well, they don't get a drug offense, but they get a dog offense if you have not a service dog. Even if it's sitting in the car with your mom and it's a Pomeranian, and your mom's sitting there petting it quietly in the parking lot, ticket.
Oh yeah, you get a ticket.
Yeah. Sorry, don't get me started on the VA parking lot. It just sends me into a rage.
Start on the VA.
The parking lot is where it's all happening in my world. The parking lot.
She drives through the lot just so they'll chase her.
They did chase me. They chased me through the parking lot. It was closed. The whole thing was closed. We drove through at 8:15 at night in the dark because I was showing Bill something about the building. And as we drove past the front of the building, all of a sudden they came running out the door.
With flashlights.
With strobing flashlights and chased us through the parking lot all the way to the road. I was like, and I could have sped up or slowed down, but mostly I didn't because it was sort of funny and
And we had our dogs
sad.
In the car. And,
funny
yeah.
and sad and... It just was like, what?
Really? That's all they have to do?
And two small schnauzers in the car. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I would have been in prison.
I was thinking back to the news story a couple of weeks ago. You spent an awful lot of time
VA
in parking lots.
That's right. I got a lot of parking lots stories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
totally forgot about
an amazing
that.
Google Bay Pines VA Police.
Right. Bay Pines?
Google Bay Pines VA Police.
That's not a TV show,
and
isn't that?
You,
oh, that's Wayward Pines. Sorry.
No, Bay Pines. It's now actually called Bill Young. They renamed it after the late senator.
So what happened at Bay Pines?
What hasn't?
Oh.
The police there.
That's fantastic.
The VA police on the property are like the director's little Gestapo squad. And they've assaulted veterans.
Uh-huh.
They try to arrest them.
Yep.
I mean, and because they're federal agents, they actually have more authority than... our state police do. So that recently the guy that he's actually been investigated repeatedly, he was like their chief of VA police or something.
Okay, the bad news
just
is
got
Lauren,
busted for like his
yes, I just looked it up and it's pretty bad when the third word in the article is tumultuous. know you're in deep trouble.
Go.
After a tumultuous 9 years on the job, the chief of police with Bay Pines VA healthcare system is calling it quits. He's moving to the engineering department April 10th for health reasons.
I thought he was going to retire and move to Reading. And
the health reasons are somebody's going to kick the shit out of him.
That will be available for you in the archive because Bob just went ninja and pushed the button. We could push the button again. That's awesome. We never get to push the button.
We get to push the button.
Well,
again.
I didn't actually get to touch it, but so sorry, Bob. Bob's cat quick on that button, man. You
he
see
is
him
cat
go.
Quick.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, we laugh all the time that it's like the Alamo down there. You know, they have such a small piece of ground, and it's the only jurisdiction they have, so it's kind of like the Alamo all the time.
Well, and it's just it's ridiculous. I've actually had from Haley, which is basically across the bay from Bay Pines. James A. Haley is one of the big polytrauma units, though. It's one of the first stops. If someone has catastrophic injuries in combat, they get out of either Walter Reed or Fort Sam, and then they come to Bay Pine or to James A. Haley. And the VA police there, they actually threaten to arrest. She's 60-something years old, this little Vietnam veteran. She was a nurse. Because she kept calling, asking for help.
Oh.
She couldn't get
damn
the
her.
Nerve of her.
Yeah. I'm like,
the humanity.
She had, thank God she had the calls recorded. I was like,
oh, really?
I listened to him. I actually did a big story on it, interviewing a whole bit, because they were threatening to call the civilian cop in her town and have her arrested.
Nice.
For calling and like, bothering them.
But calling and bothering people at the VA asking for help. And it was legit help.
Wow.
I'm like, you people are insane. You're just clinically insane. That's all. We're not the crazy one. I promise you.
It's all in the eye of the
beholder,
isn't
it? The VA says I'm crazy. I have a little card.
The VA says I'm crazy.
I have little cards.
You should get a T-shirt with that. You'd probably get a lot of respect.
Actually, I'm going to watch for that tattoo at the grocery store next time.
I have a letter from the VA that says I'm certified crazy.
That's fun. Well, and you know, and to all the nice people who work at the VA, we're sorry we're not doing a show about you, but you know, you're going to have to overwhelm the other guys because I don't know. It just seems to be some of the crazy stuff.
Well, it's just gotten so bad that
precedence.
And there are. Don't get me wrong. There are some very, very good people there. Unfortunately, most of them turn into whistleblowers or they turn into federal servants in other jobs because it's so rampantly corrupt. The nepotism, the cronyism, you know, it's
the
union officials tell
people,
because
the
we'll
grade...
never put veterans in positions of power.
Sure, and that whole idea that the way you move up is with time and grade, so... I mean, it's not experience. So if you start
right.
And you have a lot of great management experience, but you're new and you don't have the E whatever that the rank, you know, outranks the other guy, they wind up being your boss just because they sat in the chair longer. That's a silly way to
right.
do it. Are you noticing, though, that there's a bit more, you know, there's a bit more interest in getting rid of the bad guys? I'm seeing some movement on that front.
Everybody keeps talking about legislation, though, and no one wants to address the elephant in the room.
But didn't they just introduce some legislation to make it easier to get rid of the bad apples?
Some of it doesn't need legislation, obviously, but
right.
You know,
here's the thing: what we need is to get rid of the union.
Yep.
The
exactly.
union. When the here's the thing, and this is actually was a true story. We did a report, another investigation we did on the claims process. And when we came out with the numbers, based on totally on their published numbers up on their Monday morning workload report that's still there every day, every Monday, we took it right from their numbers. We didn't manipulate them. All we did was put them in a spreadsheet and do fourth grade math. Well, they were lying, bald-faced lying. And the reporter that did the story got in contact with this former Undersecretary Allison Hickey. Her comment was...
Oh, and we've done so many shows where she was the brunt of that. Do look back in our archives. I was going to say, do look back in our archives. Anybody listening who wants to know what happened under the tenure of Allison Hickey, because, boy, we had a good time at her expense.
The VA cheerleader.
Uh-huh.
She admitted that her statement was, and burned in my brain, that we were right, that we were telling the truth, that Veteran Warriors, everything we said was true. And she said, however, the VA and certain stakeholders had made the decision to only discuss 4 of the 13 categories of claims when talking about numbers, backlog, and everything else.
4 of 13.
What?
4 of 13 categories. That's the problem. Every single time you hear the VA spout their numbers on backlog or claims or appeals or anything else.
I know. I'm always like, I think I've met all of them. How did that happen? Do they all live here? Oh, that's why.
No, they don't all live there. Here's
okay,
the downside to that. when she was pressed later on, about a year later, I'm actually having a conversation with her right before Oakland broke, when she was flying out to Oakland. Remember that? She flew out to Oakland?
Oh, I do remember that.
Yes. I was actually on the phone with her when she was on her way to the airport that day. She admitted that these stakeholders, because I asked her, I said, no one will give me a definition. I said, and I'm referencing your comment to our story, and I reminded her, and she said, oh, yeah, I remember that. I said, so tell me who the stakeholders are. I said, because I've checked with the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. I've checked with Johnny Isaacson. I actually checked with Speaker Boehner. I said, and I definitely checked with all my veteran friends. I said, so who are the stakeholders that you were referring to that help you guys make these decisions? She said, well, the union, of course.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
The union should never, ever be a stakeholder. The union has no say, should not ever have any impact on how claims are processed, who's working at the VA. All of these things, the VA has no control over this, and yet they are the stakeholder that gets to sit at the table.
Isn't that interesting? In a kind of makes your head explode sort of way.
Orwellian way.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So we'll take a break for capitalism. And capitalism. Way better than socialism.
Although communism is now legal in the state of California.
That's right.
Senate.
You could be a card-carrying communist and be in the state legislature
state
here.
Legislature, yeah.
I'm sure people are shocked. Yeah, shocked, yeah. Shocked, I say.
Glad I live
shocked.
Out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Why don't you come here? It's fantastic.
No, that's why I live in Florida.
Exactly.
The gunshine state.
Gosh, we're like the grumpy people today. This is like grumpy old men and women today. I kind of like it. We'll be right back with you. And you're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Your Allison Hickey reference inspired me to play her song that we came up with.
That's right. Go, Allison. Here's the cheerleader song.
It's Mickey, but just substitute the word Hickey.
Hickey.
Whistleblower song.
That's our whistleblower song. This is the one we always play for Kristen Rule there out of Philadelphia. I don't know, we did it one time. We all laughed so hard we couldn't stop playing it. So you can share it. It's a good song for it's a good song for you. You might want to have it played next time you go to like a hearing or something.
Yeah.
Kind when, of as
you're walking into the room,
kind of
your, like a boxer.
You know, da 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 da. Oh wait, no, that's not it. Bad girls.
Sure, that'll work.
You could also be POTUS, problem of the United States.
Problem.
Yeah, for me it would be.
Mm-hmm, that's you.
I'd definitely get
so
in trouble.
You know, I like it. We've yet again done an hour and 58 minutes of, messing around and what's wrong. In the last 2 minutes, could you please summarize everything we could do to fix this?
Overhaul the VA.
Yeah. You know, I really thought we were on the road to that. You know, I thought we were going to get some major stuff fixed, and it seems to be.
No.
Well, of course, we can't be too impatient. I mean, it's only been, 150 days or something. I mean,
that's
of time.
Not my concern. We need to look at what happened with the Internal Revenue back in the 80s. It got done.
Yeah.
And the president is the only person that can make this happen.
Sure.
And, you know, by. We call it triangulating. When they triangulate your complaint and you call somebody's supervisor and it goes right back to the person that gave you the grief in the first place,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
person that gave you the grief in the first place.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's not conducive to correction. It just doesn't happen when you triangulate. And unfortunately, what we're seeing is, and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people are doing this, they're trying to reach out to the president and asking for his attention. Well, when 22 million people want his attention, which is what VA, which that's veterans, we need his attention on this, and we need him to order a full overhaul of the VA, up to and including an executive order to get rid of the union, because they can't be a stakeholder in this.
Well, it prevents actual change, because the people doing the change are the people who are supposed to make the change are the people that would be changed. So that doesn't, it just doesn't happen anywhere. It's like telling your kids to go discipline themselves.
Well, I think we just need to keep putting the heat
just
to
not
them.
Discipline.
I keep telling my dog to do it, and it's not working at home either.
No, but I think if we keep the pressure on and we keep addressing it, I don't see him as the kind of guy that's going to continually take abuse over a problem that's not getting fixed. He seems to make changes pretty quickly when something's not going his way. So, I don't know, maybe if we just make enough noise.
I want you to send me anything, anything that people should know or places they, you know, we didn't have a chance to talk much before the show, but anything that people can do, read or reference, please send it to me and I'll post it on the page for today, if you would do that.
Yeah, there's right now, this just this came up yesterday, Independent Journal Review, the secretary. Oh, the music. Bye-bye music.
Hold that thought. We got to go to a ball game. We don't have to go. It's going to jump on the radio. We're going to go out in the other room, and somehow a ball game's going to happen in here. I don't know how that's going to work.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. That's
thanks a million, Lauren.
Thank you for having me.
Please absolutely send us info. We'll have the archive posted up here shortly. And you've been listening to We the People Radio. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Stay tuned for Colt 45's Baseball Live from Tiger Field on KCNR Shasta, Redding.
Bye, Lauren.